This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So I'll start off by saying, how intimidating was it when you first saw the costume?
It was, I did have a bit of a freak out moment. I was like, well, it was more seeing the, because the costume was kind of built, you know, it took a while to build it, obviously, but I saw some of the sketches and, like, I knew what to expect because I'd obviously seen the kind of later sort of incarnations of the character and knew that it was going to be some kind of cat suit of some kind. So I had a freak out moment, but then that would only lasted about, you know, I'd say half a day, and then I was like, all right, suck it up. You gotta just do it. And so I never turned back after that. I just went like full force and did it. So.
Well, I was gonna say, can you talk a little bit about filming action scenes with that suit and just the fact that, you know, knowing that so many millions of people are gonna be watching everything you do?
Well, I have to say that the idea of so many millions of people watching what I'm going to do, I'm used to that kind of a feeling. But as far as the action sequences go, you know, and how the costume relates to that, I mean, one thing obviously important for my character is that the costume moves. You know, the character is, you know, is a, you know, an expert of hand-to-hand combat. She's a mixed martial artist. She's, you know, comes from a dance background. There's some like gymnastics thrown in. It's kind of everything all thrown into one big sort of fighting machine. So a big part of me was like, can I move in this? Can I run in it? Can I, like, you know, hurl myself over things with this? And, you know, I think just the prep, you just have to put in the hours. You know, that's what I realized. It's just putting in the hours and doing the training and repetition and, you know, basically just befriending the stunt team and spending all day, every day, just over and over and over and over until you sell it, you know.
What is your relationship to the other characters in the film?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you that my character, anyway, is there's sort of two sides to my character. She's a bit of a shapeshifter, I suppose. There's a side of the character that's kind of demure and sort of covert and kind of a part of sort of like, not, I wouldn't say that she's submissive, but she's kind of blending in to sort of the Stark Industries of some kind. And then the other part of the character, which is, you know, a really aggressive and, you know, badass character that's sure of herself and is, you know, going to kick the shit out of you if you get in her way. So that's about as much as I can tell you. I don't know how that relates to any of the other characters. I mean, I know. But you will.
Do you wear the cat suit?
Out and about. It's kind of attention grabbing, so I try to stay under the radar. No, I have to say that after the last time I had to wear that cat suit, I was like, be gone, cat suit. And, you know, hopefully I'll see that cat suit again. You know, be able to bring the character back, but, you know, maybe some like slight flaws will have been worked out, like some kind of ventilation
process. He's going to be filled with superheroes.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Like a prom
My
dress.
House is already full of comic books, so.
You could keep it like a prom dress and try it on 5 years from
that's
now.
That's depressing.
Make sure it still fits.
No, that's awful. That's awful. Is that what you did with your own pants?
I have modified it. Like, turned it into a skirt.
A mini.
Is there any truth to the rumors about the kind of cat fight between you and Gwyneth Paltrow that
no,
everybody's talking about?
There's nothing could be further from the truth, and I have nothing but wonderful things to say about
working
with
her. Have you talked to her about it?
Well, she's
like,
totally out of the. She's like, she's very much out of the loop. You know, she's got a wonderful family. She spends a lot of time with. So for her, she's like, what's going on? What? And of course, John, who's like on his Twittering thing, you know, he's like crazy about any kind of news about anything. He's like, you haven't heard? You haven't heard? And he comes on set just. And they're both like, oh, God, you know, he just get, you know, so every time I'd say to Gwyneth, you know, she'd say, oh, yeah, that was on the 7th. And I'd say, are you sure it wasn't on the 6th? And he'd go, what is a cat fight? It's breaking out. No.
Yeah, the last thing was they were saying she was in New York purposely snubbing Comic-Con because you were going to get all the attention.
Oh, I believe me, she has, you know, she's worthy of plenty of attention, and I know that the fans love her, and they're going to love to see her in this movie because her character really is able to kind of comes into her own, and I know she would love to be here as well, but she's with her family.
Has of the next census of history, as it believes to be second as far as Captain America. And a big part of the revolution involved heavily communism and the things that communism did to her.
Mm-hmm.
Given the setting of the new film, it seems to be controversial. Is there any way you can speak to how this affected how she was raised in a way?
Well, I mean, like I said, the character remains quite mysterious in this film. All we kind of, you know, she's definitely, you know, I mean, this movie is not about, like, revealing the Black Widow identity. Hopefully, if the character continues on, whether that be through Avengers or something like that, we'll be able to explore more of her past. Obviously, you know, the film is in present day, so to bring in that whole like communist aspect of the character might be a little bit dated. Well, it would be very dated, to say the least. But there are a lot of ways I think that we can kind of bring in different elements of her history. Should like more of those facts be revealed?
I'm curious, how daunting is it for you as an actor to sign on, because we heard Marvel that you have to sign a multi-picture deal when you join the Marvel
mm-hmm.
Universe. Is that a little bit nerve-wracking for you, not, you know, signing on for, say, a 5 or 6, whatever the picture deal is?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think that we, and especially I've learned this from Robert, that, you know, we have a vested interest in our characters as well. I mean, I didn't go into this going like, oh, this is the last I ever want to see this character. I would love to see the character come back and sort of, you know, as I was saying, kind of reveal more about herself. And, you know, I loved making the film. I loved working with John. I loved working with Robert. And so, you know, for me, as an actor, oftentimes, you know, we kind of have a beginning, middle, and end, and it's in a 1.5 or 2 hour segment or whatever, and, like, that's it, we're done with it. So for me to be able to bring something like this back and kind of develop the character is exciting. And something that, you know, we don't normally have the opportunity to do as actors. And, of course, everything is collaborative. It's not like, you know, you better get back into that cat suit. You know, it's not like Louis B. Mayer or something, like, you know, trying to, you know, that you've got to be there or be square kind of a thing. I mean, it's, you know, it's all a process of approval and all of that kind of a thing. So it's very familial. It doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel daunting.
I'm curious how your character balances out Whiplash's character, because a lot of people are like, oh, two villains, that's too many, but what is yours bringing against his?
Well, I mean, we don't know necessarily whether the character is villainous. I mean, there definitely is, she does have a dark past, and I think that she is very seductive and distracting, and, you know, we are, you know, I think not sure how that, you know, I think that she, we're not sure exactly where she's coming from and what her intentions are necessarily. I'm not saying that won't be revealed, but you know, there are a lot of characters in this movie, a lot of new characters, and it is a balancing act. But I have to say that I think between the huge sort of explosive action, the romance, the kind of battle of good versus evil even within oneself, there's a nice balance between all of us, and I think the fans will be really excited to kind of be taken on all of these different journeys. They all really play into one another, and it doesn't feel like a lot of different films coming together. It really feels like an ensemble. And, you know, who can have too many villains? I mean, God.
Thank you very much.
More villains,
sorry,
the better.
That's it.
In the couch, she looks like Nick Fury. Do you have any scenes with Sam Jackson?
I have worked with Sam Jackson.
That's true.
Thanks.